AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The chief federal judge in Minnesota says the head of Immigration and Customs Enforcement must appear in court to explain why detainees have been denied due process. Judge Patrick Schiltz has ordered Todd Lyons to appear before him in court Friday to explain why he shouldn't be held in contempt. The judge said Lyons must appear personally. Meanwhile, Border Patrol Commander Gregory Bovino is expected to leave Minneapolis today. President Trump announced that his border czar, Tom Homan, will head to Minneapolis this week, following the fatal shooting of Alex Preddy this weekend. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on how the surge in immigration enforcement is impacting U.S. businesses.
Businesses are becoming stuck in the crosshairs of President Donald Trump's mass deportation campaign. Whether it's public pressure for them to speak out against aggressive immigration enforcement or becoming sites for the arrest themselves. Earlier this month, there was video of federal agents detaining two Target employees in Minnesota. ICE has rounded up day laborers in Home Depot parking lots and delivery workers on the street nationwide. ICE officers can enter public areas of businesses without a warrant, but still need a judicial warrant for private spaces. On Sunday, after the U.S. Border Patrol shot and killed Alex Preddy in Minneapolis, more than 60 CEOs of Minnesota-based companies have signed an open letter calling for an immediate de-escalation of tensions. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Wall Street was mixed in early trading as corporate earnings stream in ahead of a Federal Reserve decision on interest rates this week. Meta, TikTok, and YouTube are facing a landmark trial this week over claims that their platforms deliberately addict and harm children. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. Braden Burry scored 29 points and made a game-saving block in the final seconds as top-ranked Arizona remained unbeaten by holding off a furious rally from number 13 BYU for an 86-83 win.
My teammates have been having my back this whole year.
Duke held steady at number 4 while Gonzaga moved up to 6th in the AP Top 25. UConn and UCLA are numbers 1 and 2 in the women's poll. NBA, Luka Doncic scored 46 and the Lakers won 129-118 win over the Bulls. Top-seeded Aryna Sabalenka beat 18-year-old American Iva Jovic to reach the semifinals of the Australian Open. Shador Sanders of the Browns has been selected as an AFC Pro Bowl replacement QB, and the Giants and outfielder Harrison Bader agreed to a 2-year, $20.5 million contract. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.